Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Lamed Vav. We're holding the top line on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, Abaye Omar. What is the Gemara referring to? If you go back to Lamed Hey Amid Beis, yesterday's Amid Beis, you'll recall that the Gemara quoted from the Mishnah that although women typically are mechuyev in all mitzvahs loy sese, bein shazman groma, bein she'en hazman groma, our Mishnah listed three exceptions to the rule. Chutz mi bal takif, bal tashchis, or bal tetamel amesim. Women do not have the din of payas, they don't have the din of hashchosa sazokin. Just in case a woman happens to have an extraordinary beard, she does not have any of the lavin involved in removing that beard. And the same thing is if you have a kohenes, she's allowed to be metamel amesim. Anyway, that's what we have in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara brought on the bottom of Lamed Hey Omid Beis, Isi, that's the second wide line, Tana Af Bal Yikrichu Noshim Beturais. There's a Pasuk in the Torah, the two Pesukim, as we'll see, La Yikrichu Korcho Veroisha Mufa'as Zikonam Lo Yigalechu. It's a din that a Jewish person, is not allowed to go and make a Korcho. And the Pasuk, and the Gemara will tell us shortly, that this was a minhag of the Emorim in Chas V'Shalom, in a case when a person had a family member or member of the community that passed away, they used to go and do a korcha. Korcha means, in English, literally, to pull one's hair out. They used to go and pull the hair out, or they would cut bald, make bald spots on their head in honor and in memory of Nebuch, the person that passed away. So that was the meaning of the Emoirim, and the Torah prohibits a Jew from doing that. You're not allowed to make such as a bald spot because of a mess. Said, Isi, that's only by the menfolk. It does not apply to the ladies. And the Gemara is going to tell us why. So yesterday we had already one reason, and the Gemara said because if you look again back at the second wide line, third wide line, don't make a korcha for the mace, like we just said, because of the chuki ho amoiri, says Rashi. Aha. So, more darshan yesterday, bonim v'loi bonois, that when it comes to women, they don't have this iser lav of the korcha bein einechem lo mace. Now we're going to have in the Gemara today two more possible reasons for this din of Isi. One's going to be Abaye, one's going to be Rav. Zokti mor Abaye, Omar, Hayne, Tam, the Isi, I'll tell you the Makoyr of Isi. The Gomar, Korcha, Korcha, Mibnei Aharon. He learns Xer Shava, Korcha, Korcha. From Bnei Aharon, meaning from the Kohanim, in the beginning of Parshas Emor. When the Parshas Emor begins, Emor Kohanim, Bnei Aharon, the Nefesh Lo Yitama, be Amov. But he continues on with not only Hilchei Stumma, but also Halacha of Liyikrichu Korcha V'Roisham. And therefore, says the Gemara, this applies only to the men folk and not to the lady folk, because it says, Mimnei Aharon. Mal halon noshim p'turais. I've got noshim p'turais. Just like over there in Parshas Emor, when it comes to Ben Matins Gintzait, Zaki Ben Zagizet, Agit Ki Ben Shur. It says, Mal halon noshim p'turais. I've got noshim p'turais. We're on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph 36a. Second line from the top of the Yom. It's Malalon, just like in the case of Parshas Emor, when we're talking about the Kehanim, Noshim Tzuloi, Vashtaitach Emor Kehanim, B'nei Aharon, V'loi B'nei Saharon. Afkan, the same thing applies to even Yisraelios, Noshim Abturai. Because the two psukim korcha korcha, where the two psukim korcha korcha, one in the parasha of Parshas Emor, where the pasuk is, if you have the Torah or Hasholim on the side, it's piece aleph, leikachu korcha beroisham, ufa asikonim leikalechu. Oh, so that's the Parshas Emor, where the Parshas Emor begins, the neyahat. And then there's a separate pasuk in Sefer Dvorim, bonim atem Hashem leikeichem, loisis koyudu veloisosimu korcha. Oh, so here it says Karcha, and there it says Karcha. So you learn Karcha, Karcha, the Gzeira Shulah, to go and tell you that Nushim are Mutar. Now, all of this is Rabbi Yatashala. I get more than I get Mark Simatai. Look, Timurah. All of this was based on that in the beginning of Parshas Emma, the words B'nei Aharon apply not only to Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, but also all the other halachas that apply to Kehanim, including the sin of V'Layikachu Kor Chavarash. Zok Timura. If Abai holds Chitziv Kro, when the Pasuk begins Emma Lahamet B'nei Aharon, it's referring to the Kulin Yonahu Dechsiv. It's not only referring to the first three psukim that deal with Tumah V'Tahara, but rather it deals with the entire Inyan. I say Nishra Kramin A. So what do I need the Gzeira Shuvah for? The taste of Kal V'Chaimah, let's have a Kal V'Chaimah. What's a Kal V'Chaimah? Beno Amin. Amadach Kehanim, as we know, the Shevet HaKuhuna V'Kehanim, Riba Behem HaKusim Mitzvah Yaseiris. They have many more mitzvahs than we have. They have all the dinam that they're not going to be metama to people, even to Kroivim. They have all the dinam about Yayim V'Sheikhar Al-Tayish, Tatu V'Nech Itoch. They have to go and do the Avoid and the Hayda Gibbis Migdish. So they have a lot of mitzvahs, he says. They're not allowed to go and marry Azoyna, Chalola, Grusha, a Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana, etc., etc. But nevertheless, the Hayda Gibbis says, B'nei Harim V'loi B'nei Zaharim, that even though the Kehanim have so many more mitzvahs, but they only apply to the men and not to the ladies. Yisrael, who have many fewer mitzvahs, in the sense that they don't have the dinam of the Tumah V'Tahara that the Kehanim have, and they don't have the dinam of the Avodah B'Smigdash, they don't have dinam of Isser Kahuna, of marrying Zayin Chalula, Grusha, etc. So we have many fewer mitzvahs, we Yisraelim. Like Kolchkin the Chanavada, then the Torah would go and minimize the Isurim and say, only by the menfolk and not by the ladies, and therefore the ladies are exempt from this din of Leikachu Karcha V'Rosh. So Frey Gimur, what do we need Xavier Shavuot for? It's a Kal V'Chaim, Malach by the Kahanim, the women are putted from Karcha. Is the Chazicha Legali, the Benois Yisrael, is the Chazicha departed from Karcha? Says, I'll tell you why. The Lav Xavier Shavuot have a mina hipstical inyan. I need Xavier Shavuot to tell you that the Inyan of Bnei Aharon and Vilei Bnei Saharon keeps on going, and it doesn't stop after Hilchis Tumah. Where would it stop? So Rashi yesterday told us, because it says in the Pusik, L'choysai habsula hakroi ve'elov, asher lo'yhoyso le'ish, if he has a sister that never married, lo' yitama, he's allowed to go mimetama. Oh, so this is of course already a heter, this is not Isser. All the others were l'nefesh lo'yitama b'yamav, you're not allowed to be mimetama. But here you have lo yitam, he's allowed to be mitam. Oh, so maybe hifzik inyan here, the Torah stops and says, until here, b'nei Aharon, v'lei b'nei Saharon, but now further on, this applies to even b'nei Saharon. Therefore, that's why the Pusik has to go and tell you, the Gzeir Shuvah, to tell you, no, that b'nei Aharon, v'lei b'nei Saharon keeps on going and it doesn't stop. Because I would have thought, hifzik inyan, look at more, the lab Gzeir Shuvah, for that Gzeir Shuvah, b'nei hifzik inyan. Therefore, that's what I need. The Gzeira Shuvah is a giloy to tell us, no, loy hifzik inyan, the Bnei Aharon v'loy Bnei Saharon keeps on going, and that's why the women are put there by Karcha, if they went and pulled here out of the head, al hames. Thank you, Mara. Hashanami, name hifzik inyan. So why don't you go and say, Taka, hifzik inyan, that the Pasuk stopped, ud isurei Bnei Aharon v'loy Bnei Saharon stopped at loy itama. Ah, you're telling me, what do I need the Gzeira Shuvah for? You need it for another drash. Not to tell you Bnei Aharon, V'loi Bnei Saharon, but for the following braisa. It says in the Pusik, L'yikachu Korcha V'roisha. It's interesting, it has such a double lution. Yikachi Korcha. It's called Kichenstein, L'yikachi V'roisha. What do you have to say? L'yikachi Korcha V'roisha. Zuchti more. Yuchal afil Kirach. Kirach. What happens if a person is a grisa machmir? Not only does it do one karcha, a mach zwei karchas, and drei karchas, a vier karchas. So I might think you'd only be chayv one iser lav, and therefore only give him one time malchus if he had hasrua, or give him one time. Okay, mach, noch akira, noch akira. I would think only achas, tamalim, that's why it adds the heilige Torah, adds the word karcha, lechayv kol achas li achas. If a person did multiple krichos in his flesh, al hames, or not on his flesh, and really on his cup, on a mess, then he's chayv al kalachas viachas, a separate oinish. And then it says in the pasuk, leikru korcha b'roisham, b'roisham atam aleimah. If each number, because we have that other pasuk, shteitach, lois iskoidiv, lois isimik korcha bein einechem lameis, says bein nechem between the eyes. I would think you'd only be chayv karucha if you make some sort of incision, you pull out here between the two eyes. How do you know the din of karucha b'roshim goes on the entire head? That's why you have to have the pusik that says v'yikra karucha b'roshim l'chayiv al roish kibayin hoi. Now these two halachas that we just had now, number one, multiple karuchos l'chayiv kolachas v'yachas. Number two, the gavi the din of kol roish kibayin hoi. That's all in parshas Emor. Baili al kehanim shariba behem akusim itziyaseiris. Yisrael minulan. How do I know a regular Yisrael that does the same thing that he does a keirach? He's chayiv on every single kol korcha. And how do we know it's not only beinu einayim, but it's in kol haroish? I have exedish nemekan korcha nemelalon korcha. Have the two psikim. One pusik is again if you have the Torah or a shalom, the Gemara brings both psikim. Pusik in emar lichu korcha beroisham. Then we have a pusik in Devarim. I learned karcha. Number one, that you chayiv al karcha v'karcha, and number two, to go and tell you it's not only a din of bein aneichem, but it's the whole head. Makan chayiv. Makan is referring to the kohen. Gun shishem. Makan by the kohen chayiv al kol karcha v'karcha. Lichayiv al harosh ki beinu einayim v'shteitach b'roshon. After halon, the same thing applies to Yisrael. Chayiv al kol karcha v'karcha. Every kaira is chayv another oynish of malchus, chayv al roish kibeinu einayim, and be chayv in the entire head, just like in between.
But film,
imal alon almeis, and the same thing, just like he was saying almeis, the pasuk says beferish. Why is the person making a bald spot on his head? Because of the mace, and that's the chikewa moiri that Rashi said. That's the reason why this is usir. Malon almeis. Afkan al mess, the same thing applies to Gabi a mess. In other words, if a person wants to go and have bald spots on his head, stomazite. I don't have to tell you, many of the Hasidim go and cut off all the hair on the head, except for the payas. That's not a problem. If it's only Chasishulam on a mess, would be a problem. Great tomorrow. So what have we decided so far? What we've decided is we need the Gzeira Shava, not necessarily as a giloy that it's B'nai Haran V'lei B'nai Sahar. It could be the B'nai Hamel B'nai Sahar stops at the din of L'achoyse Absula Lo Yitama. Finished. That's the end of the parsha of the Tumah V'Tahar. All the other halachas after that, that apply to both men and to women. You're telling me, so what do I need the Gzeir Shavah for? I don't need the Gzeir Shavah to tell you only men and not ladies. I need the Gzeir Shavah to go and tell you the din of B'nai Nechem, that it's Al Kol Haroish, Al Kol Karcha V'Karcha, Al Hamas, and therefore Zokti Gemara, how do I know Takat this Zayr Shabbat is also including the din of Bnei Haran, Bnei Bnei Saharan, that women are put there? Says Gemara, Kenyach Tufkra, Kereach. The Pasuk could have simply said, Le Yikrachu, Kereach, Beroisham. Why did it say Karcha with the Hey, my Karcha? Shabbat bin Otarzi come to tell you not only all of these halachas that we said until now, the Gabe multiple Karchais, the Gabi Beroishav, the Gabi Alames, but also the din of Bnei Haran, Bnei Bnei Saharan, and that's the Mokar, says the Gemara, for Isi, that says, Ba Yikrichu, Nushim Ar Ptirai. So that was the second Mokar. Now we have Mokar number three, Rova Omar. Hai Nitam of the Isi. The Tam of Isi is the Yalla Bnei Necham Mitfilin, was in the Chush of the Gas, that you're in the man for 5 minutes, Rick, the Bnei Necham of the Gabi Tfilin. What it means the Gabi Tfilin? Because we know it says in the Pasuk, Shatum, we always say Yekum, Oile Tetofes, Bein Einechem. Tetofes is referring to the upper, the Tfilin Shel Roish. So Kedai Techem, and you have to put it between the eyes. And then from time to time you see Amaratzim that have the Tfilin all the way down between their eyes. How do you know that you're supposed to put it on the top of the head? So Gemara, Hayne Tam the Isi, the Allah Bein Einechem, Mitfilin. Ma'al Allah Noshim Beturais, Afkan Noshim Beturais. We know that Bein Einechem, women, when it comes to tefillin, women are potter. How do we know women are potter? So we had back 2 days ago in the Gemara, because the parsha of tefillin is both in the first parsha of Krishma and in the second parsha of Krishma, and both of them are next to the din of Talmud Torah. In the first parsha of Krishma, it says, "Vishinantam levanecha dibar tabam," and then it says, "Ukshartam yoisayacha." So There's no Talmud Torah by women. Same thing is in the second parsha of Krishma. And it says again, so since Tefillin is right next to Talmud Torah, just like by Talmud Torah, Noshim are Potter, Tefillin, Noshim are Potter. And there it says, Beinenech. And in the other pusuk we had, not that I learn out karcha, I learn bein enechem. That just like by bein enechem, women are parted from tefillin. Here too, women are parted from karcha. So we have now three reasons altogether: the reason of the bonim v'loy bonis that we had yesterday. We have the abayi here at the top who learns that exeva shava karcha, and we have the rai of rava who learns bein enechem. My time in Kabaya. The Choyr Abaya's time was beautiful. Remember, the last part of the drasha was Kareach Karcha, because if it would say Kareach alone, I would know Al Kol Karcha VeKarcha. I would know Al Kol HaRoish. I would know Al HaMes. How do I know the din of Bnei Ahav Le Bnei Saharan that women are potter? Oh, because it's Karcha. Says Rava, I don't have a Mesoira that this extra hay teaches us another halacha. And since I don't have a Messiah, I have to find another pusik. So I learned from Bein Enech. Frank, you were Rabbi, my time with the Yomik Rav. Why didn't Rabbi learn like a Rav? Amalach, Tfilin, Gufayim, Yachin, Gomalah. Ah, Tfilin itself, that's how we know that Tfilin have to be on top of the head and not Bein Hoinai. Because I learned Mal, Allah, and Bukhim, Shoyis, and Karcha, Begay, Vishorosh. What's the definition of Karcha? Karcha means bald, right? If you have a person who's bald, you say, Kereach is a person who's bald. So karcha are bald spots. You can only have a bald spot on top of your head. You can't have a bald spot on top of your nose or between your eyes or on your belly because there's no hair growing over there. Just like when it says, that's talking about begoy v'sharoish on top of the head. Afkan, we're talking about the tefillin. Fine. So therefore, Rava says, the reason why Rava doesn't learn like Rava is because he says it's not that we learn out the din of karcha from tefillin; we learn tefillin from karcha. Okay. Remember that was the drush of yesterday. Bonim atem l'shem alekeichem. Bonim v'loy bon nois. Why did they dash in that music? I bonim the kiddushani because they needed for another drasha. Bonim atem l'Hashem alekeichem. Bismatch atem nihagim. Meaning bonim atem kruyim bonim. Ein atem nihagim. Meaning bonim ein atem kruyim bonim. Div Rebbe Yehuda. The pasuk over there is not trying to distinguish between bonim v'loy bon nois. Rather, it's trying to emphasize the critical relationship with that we Klal Yisrael have with Kaviyochel to Rabbeinu Shlom. That Rabbeinu Shlom says, "I love you, Klal Yisrael, but you have to act like bonim, bonim lamokay, like erlich a yiddish kinder. If you're going to act like minig bonim, you're going to go and get tremendous schar, and you'll be the chosen people. But if you don't act like bonim, then you'll get petch." Wow, the Meir Oimer Benkach or Benkach Atem Kriyim Banim. You're always called the Kaddish Baruch Hu's children. Shinem, how do I know? And the Gemara brings now three or four psukim that emphasize that even if we have strayed Chas V'Shalom, the Kaddish Baruch Hu still considers us to be His kinderlach. We have the first pasuk, Bonim Sichlem Heinu. The word Sichlem means that they're acting nonsensically. They're acting ridiculously in a foolish manner. You chevra kindlach, do mitzvahs, don't do aveiris. You do aveiris, you're foolish. But nevertheless, you're still bonim. You're still my children. Boimer, bonim loy emun bom. Chas V'Shalom, you have children that don't have emunah. They don't have faith in the Kodesh Baruch. But they're still bonim. Boimer, zera mareim bonim mashchisim. This is the seed of those who do evil, Lashon Ra. Bonim mashchisim. They do hashchasa. Hashchasa here is referring to avodah zara. They're still called banim. They're bad, but they're banim. Vayimer, in the final passage, loy ami atem. Those Chas V'Shalom that sin were looking upon them that they're no longer my nation. Yom lehem, when they do tshuva, Hakadosh Baruch Hu say, b'nei kel chai, you're my banim. You never lose your title of banim. Very, very nice drushes of Rabbi Meir. What do we need four psukim? So Gemara, my va'omer, why do you have to have four? Chitay mesichli hu de mikri bani. Kilas behuem nusayu la mikri bani. Based on the first pasuk alone, I would say when Yiddish kinder acting foolishly, they're still called bani. But if they're acting without emuna, without faith in kaviyach and Rabbi Nishlag, maybe they lose the title bani. Tashema. Even without a muna, they're still banim la mokai. When they have no amuna, that's when they're called banim. But once they serve avodah zarah, they lose their status as banim. Toshima, ba'oyimah, have another pasuk. Zera mareim banim mashchis, and even when they're mashchis, they serve avodah zarah, they're still called banim. You're going to tell me they're called Zake Bonin, but they're called destructive Bonin, people that are serving Avodah Zarah. However, Bani Ma'aliyah, but good kids, who's Nish. Toshma, that's right. Another possible, final possible, if they do tshuva, Yom Lehem, you're going to be Bonim to the holy and for the everlasting Rabbi Shalom. This is banim ma'aliyah, not just stam banim. Good to banim, fine to banim. Banim Shalom will take us back with avoisay shel ahava. How important that we're learning these gemara now in the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. First of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, other than Rosh Hashanah. The gemara is telling us how important it is. If we do teshuva, we will return into the fold, being banim lamokin. And even if we chas v'shalom don't do teshuva perfectly, will still be banim nevertheless, but not the most cherished banim, but banim are banim. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Since we distinguish in the previous Mishnah and in today's Gemara between men and women, the gabe, for instance, mitzvahs asei shehazman grama, so this new Mishnah also lists a whole bunch of inyanim, all of which are related to kodshim, where it's only men and not women. The first two cases, asmichas v'atnufais, are referring to the ba'alim, the owners of the carbon. The rest of the list is referring to the avoida that's done in the Beis Hamikdash by the kohanim. So the Mishnah tells us, asmichas, as you know, anytime a person brings a carbon, not all kabbanis, but many kabbanis, they're supposed to go and do smicha ala roish, put the hands on top of the head of the animal, says our Mishnah, only men and not women. There's another Gemara that says we allow women to do smicha. That's only because of nachas ruach. We don't want them to be upset. We don't want them to feel that they are victims of discrimination. So we allow them also to go and do smicha. But that's only a rishus. The chiyuv of smicha only applies to men and not to ladies. And when the ladies do the smicha, we tell them, don't do it b'chol koicham, so there shouldn't be a problem of being moyel b'kotch. Anyway, that's smicha. Then we get to v'atnufais. Tnufais means that many of the kabbanis are supposed to go and take, for instance, the zroi l'chayim, the hakev, and not the zroi l'chayim hakev, you go and take the chaz v'shoik, and you put on top of it some of the fats, and you do a wave offering, a tnufa, something similar to when we go and shock a lulav and esrog, that you go and take it up and down, also you do a tnufa, wave offering. And you're supposed to do it the Baalim, together with the Kohanim, as we'll see shortly. Here, the Gabe women, if women are bringing their karbonos, they do not do the waving. With two exceptions, which we'll see at the end of the Mishnah, that's by a Soita and by a Nazira. But a regular woman that's bringing a normal carbon, where the carbon requires a tenufa, the women don't do that tenufa, they leave it just for the Kohen. They don't get involved. So these are the two that refer to the Baal.
Well, the Baal. When the male Bnei Israel, do they actually, where do they do tenufa? Where are they, how close are they getting to
their... Only place where they're standing. I mean, in the Ezra Sisrael, which
so
is the first 11.
So the coin brings it out to them and he does the tenufa.
But it's not, there's now no real wall in the Azara.
Right. Well,
you have
ten,
some
first
demarcation.
Ten, yeah, the yeah. Ten.
First 11. First 11, the men can go, yeah. And then after that, only Kohanim can go.
Yeah.
So the Kohen can go and stick his hand into the 11 amos with the Yisraelim are and do the tenufa together.
And they brought it the same for with the sechatas where they did tenufas.
And that, well, not all kabbalists said it's tenufa. There's a list in the sechatas bechoides in the Mishnah that tells you which one had smichas, which one had tenufas.
But they also brought the behemoth to the Ezra's Israel. Is that
they brought? I mean, when they did a tenufa?
Well, yeah, no, yeah. I'm talking about the smicha.
When they did smicha, it was all to Ezra's Israel. Correct.
So they brought the behemoth over. Okay.
Exactly. And the next case is the hahagoshes. Didn't have to mention that they brought the behemoth to the Yid. It could be the Balaam brought the behemoth in to the Beis HaMikdosh, and then before he handed it over to the Kaharim, the Kohen said, okay, smicha time. But smicha, and then he handed it over to him. Okay, on to the next few. The next few are referring to, at least the next couple, are referring to a Karban Mincha. V'Hagoshes. Hagoshes means that you're supposed to go and take a Karban Mincha inside the Kli Sharis and bring it close to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. There's nothing that is performed over there other than just being magish, being bringing it close to that corner, and then you take it back, and then the Kohen does the kmitzah. Back kmitzah. Kmitzah is that the Kohen puts in his three fingers, and then he wipes off the two sides, and then they take that kmitzah, and you put it on the Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach, that when you put it on the Mizbeach, you're makter the kmitzah on the Mizbeach. Now, Malikus is now referring to a carbon of an oif is a oif, chatas a oif, that you don't do a shechita, you do Malika with the fingernail of the kohen from the back of the head. Back Kabbalah is referring to Kabbalah Saddam. The Kabbalah Saddam has to be done by the kohen. Vazois, and the spritzing. Normally, when we refer to spritzing, we talk about zrikos. Here, the Gemara is going to tell us in the Yomid Beis, the zois is referring to the Zrikas Hadam of an oif, of an oilasa oif. We'll see that mention in the Yomid Beis. So all of these that we just mentioned now, that is, not only the smichas and tenufas, which are the Baalim, but also Hagoshes, Kmitzos, Haktores, Malikos, Hakbalas, the Kabbalas, and Hazois, all of those are for the menfolk, meaning for Kehanim, Veloi Kehanos, Ne'agibah Noshim, Veloi Benoshim. Chutz, now there are two exceptions to the rule, the Gabi, the tenufa, that the minchas soita unazira shehein mei nifos. There, even though we're talking about women, by definition, a soita is a woman, and nazira, if you have a woman that took upon herself naziris, what's it in? They do participate in the tenufa, even though by regular kabbalas they do not. Here, by the carbon mincha, the minchas soita, and by the nazira, there they do go and participate in the tenufa. Every one of the halachas that we've just now enumerated in the Mishnah, there are mekoidis and psukim, and the Gemara is going to bring a posik for each one. So, Gemara, smichas, tichsiv. In the beginning of the parasha talking about doing the smicha, it says, Daba b'nei Yisrael. If you have the Torah or Shalem, it's ois, Zayin Daba b'nei Yisrael, Yimataleim, Odom Kiyaka, Bikem, Korbin Lashem. You bring a korbin, what's the din? B'nei Yisrael, Daba b'nei Yisrael. And then it says in the next posik, actually two psukim later, the samach yodai al roisha oila. The samach yodai does smicha on the roisha oila. Since it says bnei Yisrael, like bnei Yisrael, bnei Yisrael, saimchem vei bnei Yisrael, saimchais. That's why women have no chiyuv of smicha. Next case, tenufais. What's the difference? Tenufais. Davar bnei Yisrael. This is yet another pasuk. Pasuk test here in the Torah or the Shalom. Davar bnei Yisrael. Leimar hamakra v'zevach shlomo l'Hashem. Yovis karbanu l'Hashem v'zevach shlomo. Persons bring a carbon shlomov, a carbon shlomin. What does it say in the next pasuk? It says Yodav Tivyenu Esishi Hashem Esachelu Alachod Yivyenu. Takes the chaza, puts on it the chalovim. Lahanif Oisei Tenufa Lefnei Hashem. You do a tenufa, such a wave offering. Dashi Gemara Bnei Yisrael Menifim Bnei Yisrael Menifim Bnei Yisrael Loi Bnei Yisrael. Then Hagoshos. We're talking about a carbon mincha. Tachsid. So he's turning to mincha. Hakrev Oisa. Bnei Aaron el Pnei Hamizbeach. Hakrin means the Hakosha that you bring in a Kli Sharis next to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. So tomorrow, but it says in the Pasuk, Hakrin's a Bnei Aaron, Bnei Aaron v'loi Bnei Yisrael. So women are part of it. Kmitzai, Sechsir, Vavir el Bnei Aaron, the Kometz Bnei Aaron, the
Vavir el Bnei Aaron. We're talking about Bnei Aaron, but Hagashos, we're talking about.
The Hagashos says the Fej in the Pasuk. says in the pasuk, "Hakrave." Oh, the word "hakrave" doesn't mean just to be makrave; it means to do the hagosha.
What about for a czar, say Israel?
What do you mean? Who'd bring a kar mincha?
Yeah.
Okay.
So does the kohen do hagosha for?
Absolutely, all minchas here is hagosha, and the mishnah is telling you, but it has to be done by a Mr. Kohen and not by a Mrs. Kohen.
No, so we're talking about
Kohen and not by a kohen.
Who did it? Okay.
It makes it, he we're not talking where, about where the Balaam anymore.
That, where do we ever think that a woman does is participates in the vote?
The reason why it's so dover pashit is because you're such a Talmud Chacham and you know the halachas. However, if you didn't know the halacha, you'd have to look up the Chumash. The Chumash tells you each time. B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Aharon, that you learn, B'nai V'loi B'nai.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. The right, the next case is the Haktoris. Well, let's look at Yud Aleph. The Via El Bnei Aharon Kehanim. The Kometz Misham and the Kometz Misol to Misham. So the Kohen has to go and do the Knitza. It says the Feish of the Pasuk. The Via El Bnei Aharon Kehanim. The Kometz Misham. Give it to the Aharon Kehanim. Bnei Aharon Kehanim. They do the Knitza. Again, the Via Bnei Aharon. The Kometz Bnei Aharon. The Loi Beno Yisah. And the second, same Pasuk continues on. Haktoris Tachsev. The Tiro Oise Bnei Aharon. Yishtai Tachsev. You have the previous one, Victor Akoin is Askarasa. Here we're going another Pasuk. Pasuk Yudbeis in the Torah Ora Shalim. Vektiru Oise B'nei Haran Bezbecha Al Oila Shal Eitzim. It says Vektiru Oise B'nei Haran. Again, B'nei Haran, B'nei Haran, B'nei Haran, B'nei Haran. Torah says, listen, now this Haktorah is talking about a carbon mincha, but as well as all types of Haktorahs. For instance, if you are putting the Chalovim Aymerin of your regular carbon, or carbon oil, you makter everything, all of that is B'nei Haran, B'nei B'nei Sah. Hamalikas. Hamalikas is talking about a Chatas Oif, Oilas Oif. It says in the Pasuk, the Sif, Molak the Hiftir. Vishtay Molak the Hiftir. Again, this is Pasuk, Yud Gimel. One of Machai, that they bring all the Pesukim in the third Ora Shalei. Vishtay Buz, Vikrivay HaKoyin El HaMizbeach. Molak is Roishoy, the Hiftir HaMizbeach. Vikrivay HaKoyin. The Koyin brings it close. Molak, he does the Malika. The Hiktar on Mizbecha. So it says both the Haktara and the Malika together in the same pasuk. The Chsiv, Umalik the Hiktar. Ishkish Malika Haktara. And Haktara, we just said a moment ago, Vitiroi Sabinei Haroi, Tlei Benoi Sahar. The Mela Malika is also Tafka Koyin and not a Koyhenes. And Hakabolos. Kabolos is referring to the Kabolos Dam. When the person is shechting the carbon, the Dam is collected together in a basin, in a Mizrak. Who does that collection? It's got to be a Haran, B'nai Haran, B'li B'nai Sa'ar. It's important to be Hikrivu B'nai Haran. Even though the word Hikrivu sounds like bringing it close to Mizbeach, the Yamamar, the Hikrivu is referring to Zukabola Sadat, because we're bringing the Dam close to the Mizbeach. So the initial part of the Avoid of bringing the Dam close to the Mizbeach is by Mekabul the Dam in the basin. That Kabbalah Sadat has to be done by B'nai Haran, B'li B'nai Sa'ar. V'hazoi, so Zoyis are spritzings on the Mizbeach.
Achas v'achas.
Oh, so now, that we're going to get to in a moment. But the Gemara is now wondering what is Hazor referring to. Now, all of the other things that we're speaking about were avoidus in the base of English. But if you're talking about Zerik Zadam, you would call it Zerika, not call it Hazor. So this Lashon Hazor is a tip-off. I'm sorry?
Paraduma would do it.
Oh, Zuzukimah. Great Gemara Hazor is Hazor Deheicha. Which Hazor are you talking about? It has to be menfolk. And not ladies. Ih de para, that's the para duma that you just said now. Elazar kasaba. So Vus says that it's Elazar kasaba. If you look at the first, third or Hashem, Satam Isa el Elazar hakoin. Mahoitzi oisel mechutz lamach meshachet oisel lefanav. That the avoidance were done through Elazar. Elazar grada on the first para duma was iskan koin god. But the Gemara learns from Psukim that all future paradumas have to be done through a kohen gadol. So Rashi says, if I kakoshke, madoch, you have to have a kohen gadol. You cannot use a hedyoid. And of course you cannot use a woman, because she's even less than a hedyoid in terms of doing avoid in the base of English. So I don't need for that a special limud, men and not women. It's really kohen gadol and nobody else.
So if they find a paraduma,
yes,
perfect now in this generation of paraduma,
halavai,
there's no kohen gadol.
We got to wait for the kohen gadol to be appointed.
All right.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Shkoyach.
Thank you.
Don't wait. Go and ask. That is baruch. go and scream to the heavens.
Okay,
back to the Imar. Hazod Hefer. Either part of Allah's Kosovo. One day, says Rashi in the second line, it's not just women. Even Shar Kehanim Abbasim. Misha should go and say, Kohen Gadol, for Loi Shar Kehanim. Not Nosh. That's the Muad. Elamai Eid Eponim, or Dipnim. Dipnim would mean the Hazoyis that you do inside the Hechel. We're not talking about in the Kodesh Kadosh, which is only on Yom Kippur. We're talking about inside the Hechel. Now, when do you do a Hazoy inside the Hechel, says Rashi? Two Kabonis Chatas. The Chatas of the Par Kohen HaMashiach and the Par Helen Dover Shel Sibur. Those two Chatoyis, you go and do not Lefnai V'Lefnim, but you do Hazoyis Lefnim. Where are those? On the Peroichis and on the Mizbeach Hazoh. Ah, so maybe that's what we're referring to when we're talking about Hazoh. Hey, tomorrow, if that's the case, HaKohen HaMashiach Kosovo. HaKohen HaMashiach, although when we see HaKohen HaMashiach, we wonder, what does that mean, HaKohen HaMashiach? It's referring to the Par HaKohen HaMashiach, and the same thing applies to Par HaHeldom Shel Tzibur. The HaKohen HaMashiach means the HaKohen Gadol that was Mashiach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Ah, so again, we have the same issue. So it's not a chilek between men and ladies, it's between the Kohen HaMashiach, meaning the Kohen Gadol, and even any Kohen Hedget. So why would the Mishnah have to go and listen? Women not. Even men folk not. Only the Kohen Gadol himself. El Hazor the Ben Oif. Talking about Hazor of an Oif. Oif means here of an Oilas Oif. Excuse me. I said Oilas Oif, Rashi says, by Chatas Oif. I'm sorry, Chatas Oif. What is my Chatas Oif? The Hiza Midama Chatas Al. Can't even take a drink of water. Anyway, if you look at the Zion down below in Torah Sholem, the Hiza Midama Chatas Al Kira Mizbeach. Anisha Badom Yimotse El Yisena Mizbeach Chatas Oif. The difference between a Chatas Oif and an Oilas Oif. Oilas Oif only do Mitzu. Mitzu means you take the mokon of the neck and you press it against the wall of the mizbeach. Hazor, however, you go and take the whole oif and you give us a snap, you go and give us a shokel, and a drop comes out. Remember, these small little oifes don't have a lot of blood, so you give such a jerk with your hand, a drop comes out. This is hazor. So who does that hazor? Is that done by even a woman? That's what our Mishnah says. No, only men can do it and not women. What's the raya? What's the makor? Tiyas v'kav v'choyim ben tzoy. Uma ben tzoy. Shuloi kav v'loi koyim v'shchim tosoy. Ben tzoy is lav daf ketzoy. Same thing applies to boker v'tzoy. What he means to say is that when it comes to shchita, as we know, you don't have to have a koyim for the shchita. Even a zor is kusher v'shchita v'gabi ben tzoy v'gabi behem. But nevertheless, kav v'loi koyim v'hazosoy. When it comes to the zrika of the blood of tzoyin or of bokar, you have to have a koyin for that. We already had that. All the avoidas are done by the kohanim. Zrika zatam has to be done by a koyin. Aha. So even though when it comes to the shechita of a behema, you don't need a koyin, even a zaris kusha. However, for the zrikas, you certainly need a koyin. So ben oif shekavul a koyin l'mikasei. Ben oif is more chomor. You can't just take anybody to the Malika. You have to take a Koyin to the Malika. Then you certainly need a Koyin for purposes of the Zriko, the Hazor, of the blood of the Oif. And you cannot use a woman. You can only have the Koyhanim and not the Koyhanis. Finally, at the end of the mission, he said, Chutz Mincha Soita the Nazira. That if a Soita is bringing her carbon Mincha, or a Nazira, a Mrs. Nazir, in other words, a lady that's a Nazira, when she brings her kabbanis, then what's it in? The Torah says, the Hainif HaKoyin, that tenufa is done not only by the Koyin, but also the owner of this karban, which is, in the case of the Saita, Nazira, Nazira, even though we said at the beginning of the Mishnah that normally by tenufais, it's only the men and not the ladies, this is an exception to the rule, the Saita and the Nazira. Where do we get this from? Omri Rebbe Loza, it shouldn't be Rebbe Loza, it's Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Yoshia de Dore, Rebbe Yoshia of his door. Now what does it mean, Rebbe Yoshia of his door? So Rashi explains that among the later generation of Tanoim, we have Rebbe Yoshia and we have Rebbe Yoinasa. Rebbe Yoinasa and Rebbe Yoshia are among the final generations of the Tanoim. Reb Lozer that we're referring to, not Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer, of course, is one of the early Tanoim. He was, I believe, one of the Rebbes of the Rebbe Kiva. And so therefore he was really an early Adar. He would not have overlapped with Reb Yoshi the Dari. What means Reb Yoshi the Dari? Rashi explains that in the first generation of Amoraim, we had a Reb Yoshi. And therefore we had a Reb Lozer who was the Talmud of Reb Yochanan. So these two lived contemporaneously, Reb Lozer and Reb Yoshia. And the reason why it says Reb Yoshia the Dari, says Rashi, is because the Reb Yoshia of the final generation of Tanoim was Ma'arich Yomim. And so therefore from the times of Reb Lozer, there were two Reb Yoshias. There was Reb Yoshia the elder, Rashi refers to him as Reb Yoshia Kshisha, the elder sage Reb Yoshia from the earlier generation of Tanoim, and a brand new Reb Yoshia from the first generation of Amoraim. So Reb Lozer now talking about Reb Yoshia, his peer, his contemporary, as opposed to the elderly sage Reb Yoshia from the previous generation, who is still around. But he was talking to this Reb Yoshia. So what did he say to him? Please don't sit down. Until you answer my following question. How do you know the mincha of a soita, when the soita brings her minchas kinnois in the Beis Hamikdash, is different than your regular mincha. Regular mincha is brought from chitim, is it brought from barley, from sa'irim.
Machal Bahaima.
How do you know that this mincha soita tu'una tunuf? Freitimar. Minholman. Bigufik says the chapasik. Said the pasuk, the hainif es ha-mincha. You have ois gimel of the Torah or. He takes the mincha from the isha, from the saita. Behind it, there's a mincha. The shaitach tarif. Ella tarufa bebala minolan. How do we know that the bala, meaning that the saita, also participates in tarufa together with the koyin? How do I know? Minolan. Asi yad yad mishlam. I'm going to learn it up in Xeda Shova yad yad. Ksiv hocha. Vloka hakoyin miyad. Oisha eis minchas aknoit. That's miyad here in the parish of Saita. Uksiv hasam, and it talks about by the Korban Shlamim. Iyodav tviyana eis ishei Hashem. And the pasuk continues on. Esachedav alachazi viyanu lohonif oisai tenufa lefnei Hashem, to go and do a tenufa. Ma'akan koyin, just like in the case of the Saita, zevulokach ha koyin miyad isha, the hainiv, afkan, aflalon. In the case of the Shlomim, it's also talking about a koyin. In Malalon Balaman, just like when it says Yodav Tiviyana, by the case of the Shlomim, that's referring to the Balam, Yodav Tiviyana, Esi Shashem, he's bringing in this karban. He has to do the tenufa. Afkan Balam, Balam also have to participate in the tenufa. It's okay, sir. Koyin Machnas Yodav Tachas Yad Balam. The koyin puts his hand underneath the hand of the Balam. Umeinif, and they're mainif together by the Shlomim, the choze together with the chalovim on top of the choze. And now, because by uns, it says v'loka chakoyin miyad o isha, and it says the hainif, and I'm learning yad, yad, here too the koyin puts his hands underneath the hand of the soita and does a tenufa of the korban mincha.
We had the gemara, I guess, back there, how did she touch her, and I think what we couldn't put silk, we couldn't be a hefse, so I think we said, what did we answer, maybe because it was the severity of the moment. So
Brother Shai is bringing up a very valid point, and is saying, Mamela by all the other kabbalists. When you're doing a tenufa, if you're telling me that the Balib and the Koyin are doing it together, Nishkeferlech, the Koyin touches the hand of the Balib, and they're holding the Kli underneath. But here you're talking about a Saita. Isn't that something that would be prohibited? If the Koyin should put his hand under the Saita? Which is asking is an excellent question. Toises goes one step further, and Toises says, since any avoided that has to be done by the kohen in his hand is not allowed to be a chatzitza.
Yeah.
Isn't there a chatzitza by the fact that you have the balam having his hand in between the korban and the hand of the kohen? The kohen that is.
Well, that you would say that's the Torah. That was the mitzvah.
Oh, so that's the first teretz. If you look at the Toises machnas kohen yodri tachas yad balam, that's the fifth or sixth line of the wide lines. Toises asks, give me a kick in the Toises. You see the fifth, sixth wide line of the Gemara. Please take a seat, TJ. Pleasure to have you. Machsima Toiv, Agit Keben Shur.
Right.
It says, you see, Machnas Koyin, the fifth, sixth wide line. Vim Toimar, Vohave chatzitza. Don't you have a chatzitza problem? So what are you going to do about that? How do you have a chatzitza? So if you skip to the next line, the yeah. middle of the line. The manachad min hashut from yodi tachas yodi dechavre. If one of the put and can have a chatzitza, al v'chia gavna v'chatzitza. Pia shloina. That's what you said. As I took the Taylor. To be in a coin of Baal. Awesome. Gabi Shutfim, then you can't have two Shutfim together because that's not it. Okay, that's one text. But now skip a line. Oy, you shloimah. The Hochanami loin Mayrisha coin beneath a Sioda Tachas Yad Baal. Mamish, Bhia Gabna have a Chatzit. That would take a beer Chatzit. El Ratzalim is a Oykhazakli Lamata. In other words, the top of the kli has a lip to it, and therefore, maybe they're handles, and the balam are holding onto that lip, the handle's on top, and the coin is holding from the bottom. And so therefore, there's a few inches between the balam and the coin, they're not touching each other. What means bisfasav? It doesn't mean with the lips of the coin. It means the lip of the kli. That the coin would hold the top, the balan mat, and the balan would hold the kli from underneath. Achanami gan mincha minochais ipcha. Here would be fakert. Shiyada balam tia lamala biyada koin lamata. Like the Gemara said that the isha would hold the hands lamala and the koin lamata. So when it says back in the Gemara, right before the Mishnah, malalon balam afkan balam hoketzet koin machlis yodi tachas yad balam. I'm back in the Gemara, 5 lines to the bottom. When it says tachas yad balam, doesn't mean physically under the hand, but it means that in the ear, the balam are holding the kli from the top, the coin is holding it from the bottom, and never the twain shall meet. Very simple. Think of any
and
pan.
And sota,
that's the next one. So think of any pot that you have at home, where it's very heavy. Somebody's holding the handles at the top, somebody's holding it from the bottom. So here too you have, both of them are participating, one is lamata from the other, but they're not touching each other. Now that we brought this lagavi, the case of the sota, Freyti Mora, Ashkan soita nazira minol and our mission said not only soita but also nazira. Asya kaf mi soita. I have the word kaf as exerted shava each time. What are the two kafs? Again, if you have the hey, v'loka chakrin is roi b'shem min ayil, v'chala achas min ha'kasal, v'roki matzeech ha'nosan al kapei ha'nosan. There's the word kapei. Achas kal chismis, right? And then they do a tenufa together. And then it says in the other pasik, next pasik, the hemet according to the ish lofnei Hashem b'forest roish ish ben asan al kapeha eis minchas azikor minchas kenoi. See, and then they do again at tenufa. So here it says kaf, and here it says kaf. Just like over here by the kaf by the soita, there is a tenufa through the balam together. Balam being the lady herself and the coin. Same thing applies in the zira that you have to have a double person in connection with the tenufa, both the coin and done is here. At this point, we'll stop, Rabbi Say, to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. I give you to one and all. Thank you.